Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for The Best in Israeli Rock, hosted by Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, Israel, featuring outstanding music from Israel's top artists. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and The Best in Israeli Rock.
Shalom, everybody. This is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. This week, we're all stuck at home, so we're going to be calling this show Stuck at Home with Shimon, and we'll be listening to songs that talk about how we're not really alone. I hope this episode will be uplifting for you during these tough times. We're feeling it all over the world right now, and it's not easy. I'm going to be reading today bits from a great opinion piece by Haaretz writer David Grossman, who writes his thoughts about the pandemic from the Israeli perspective in a piece titled, "The Plague is a Formative Event. When it fades, new possibilities will emerge." But first, let's listen to our first song. This song is by Shalom Chanoch, and it's called Adam Betoch Atzmo, A Person Within Himself or Herself. This is Shalom Chanoch with Adam Betoch Atzmo, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
אני שומר עליי כמה שאפשר ואם כל זאת העיר אמצא אותך מחר אדם קרוב אצל עצמו אדם בתוך עצמו הוא גר בתוך עצמו הוא גר בתוך עצמו הוא גר לפעמים עצוב אומר הוא לפעמים הוא שר לפעמים פותח דלת לקבל מכה אבל ברור אדם בתוך עצמו
The ring is growing ever tighter. At first, they told us, we're closing the skies. What a term. Afterwards, the beloved cafes were shut down. The theaters, the sports fields, the museums, the kindergartens, the schools, the universities. One after the other, humanity is extinguishing its lanterns. Suddenly, a disaster of biblical scale has entered our lives. Then the Lord set a plague upon the people. And the world was plagued. Every person in the world is taking part in this drama. No person is excluded. There's no one whose intensity of participation is less than that of the others. We look today at those who are close to us, at our loved ones. We feel how much every person is an entire culture, infinite, whose disappearance would dislodge from the world someone who is now and will always be irreplaceable. The uniqueness of every person suddenly cries out from within them. And just as love causes us to set apart one person from the masses that flow through our life, so we see now what the awareness of death also causes us to do. This next song is by Arik Einstein, and it's called Ohev Liot Babayit, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. אוהב להיות בבית. I love being at home. By אריק איינשטיין.
צונחים מגבהים יש אנשים שרוכבים על סוסים ויש כאלה שגומעים מרחקים אבל אני אוהב להיות בבית מתי והלימון והספרים הישנים כן אני אוהב להיות בבית עם אותה האהובה ועם אותם ההרגלים אוהב להיות בבית אנשים שבונים מגדלים יש כאלה שצמים חודשים אבל אני אוהב להיות בבית עם התה והלימון והספרים הישנים כן אני אוהב להיות בבית עם אותה האהובה ועם אותם ההרגלים אוהב להיות בבית אנשים שתמיד מגלים יש אנשים שהולכים בגדול לא מוותרים ורוצים את הכל אבל אני אוהב להיות בבית עם התה והלימון והספרים הישנים כן אני אוהב להיות בבית עם אותה האהובה ועם אותם ההרגלים אוהב להיות בבית מטפסים על הרים יש אנשים שצונחים מגבהים יש אנשים שרוכבים על סוסים ויש כאלה שגומעים מרחקים אבל אני אוהב להיות בבית עם מתי והלימון והספרים הישנים כן אני אוהב להיות בבית עם אותה האהובה ועם אותם ההרגלים
And blessed be humor. The best way to withstand all this. When we're able to laugh at the coronavirus, we're actually saying that it has not yet driven us into total paralysis. That within us, there's still freedom of movement in facing it. That we're continuing to fight it, and that we're not only its helpless victim, more precisely, we're in fact its helpless victim, but we invented a way to bypass the horror of that knowledge and even to amuse ourselves with it. For many, the plague might become the fateful informative event in the continuation of their lives. When it fades away at long last and people come out of their homes following a lengthy closure, new and surprising possibilities might be articulated. Many will lose their place of work, their livelihood, their dignity. But when the plague ends, there may also be those who will not wish to return to their former lives. There will be those, the ones who are able to, of course, who will leave the job that for years stifled and suppressed them. Some will decide to leave their family, to separate from their partner, to bring a child into the world, or precisely to refrain from that. There'll be those who will come out of the closet, out of all manner of closets. Some will start to believe in God. There will be religious believers who will apostatize. Possibly a consciousness of life's brevity and fragility will spur men and women to set a new order of priorities, to insist far more of distinguishing the wheat from the chaff, to understand that time, not money, is their most precious resource. The next song is by HaChaverim Shel Natasha, and it's called Im Kvar Levad. Im Kvar Levad means, if you're already alone, make it be with movement, so that we won't stop in our place forever. Im Kvar Levad, HaChaverim Shel Natasha, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
ולא כמו שדובר, הכל עומד, לא זז. עצב, גשם, אהבה, לא משנים דבר. מה שהוא מת, מה שהוא נגמר. אהבה רחוקה ברכבת תחתית שחוצה בלונדון איזו שהיא כיכר לי כותבת צדקר עכשיו מתי אתה בא מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם ולבד שיהיה בתנועה שנחמם שלא נקפא שלא נשתגע מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם ולבד שיהיה בתנועה שנתחמם שלא נקפא שלא נשתגע זה משתנה אבל לאט ומשנה כל כך מעט איפה אני ואיפה את את לא כאן, את בראש, את ברכבת תחתית ואולי את בכלל לא אמיתית והמצאתי שקר ושאכפת לך מתי אני בא מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם ולבד שיהיה בתנועה שנתחמם שלא נקפא שלא נשתגע מיליוני אנשים לבד ואם ולבד שיהיה בתנועה שנתחמם שלא נקפא שלא נשתגע
can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, for generously underwriting this episode of The Best in Israeli Rock. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shimon Smith, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. We're all alone in our houses and apartments all over the world, and in this episode of Alone with Shimon, we'll be checking out the best Israeli alone songs that make you feel that you're not alone. And we're going to be reading bits from Haaretz writer David Grossman. His article is titled, "The Plague is a Formative Event. When it fades, new possibilities will emerge." There will be some who will ask themselves questions for the first time about the choices they made, about what they passed up and about the compromises they made, about loves they did not dare to love, about lives they did not dare to live. Men and women will wonder for a short time, likely, but the possibility will nonetheless be articulated, why they have blighted their days with relationships that make their lives a misery. There will also be those whose political outlooks will suddenly look mistaken to them, being based exclusively on fears or on values that disintegrated in the course of the plague. Perhaps some will suddenly cast doubt on the reasons they have made their nation fight its enemy for generations and believe that war is a divine edict. Perhaps going through such a difficult human experience will induce people to detest nationalistic views, for example, and reject attitudes that promote separation and xenophobia and self-containment. Possibly, there will also be some who will for the first time wonder, for example, why Israelis and Palestinians continue to do battle against each other, afflicting their lives for more than 100 years with a war that could have been solved long ago. This next song is by Alon Eder, and it's called Ima, Mother. In the chorus, he says, "Ata lo levad," you are not alone. This is Alon Eder with Ima, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, הבית הרשמי של הרוק היהודי.
געגועים ששומרים אותה חיתי מהזמן המתשתה הדרך המייאש אם אוכל להיות עצוב לרגע גם יהיה שמח כל הגלים מתקרבים אך נשברים חלומות ללא מילים ופנייך בחוף המבטחים אפשר כמעט ולהגיע אתה לא לבד תראה כוכב קטן אחד בוא תישאר מדי פעם כשמזדמן מצליח באמת לזכור, אולי נוכל לשכוח חום חיבוקים אחרונים ומנחמים ושלא יקבע הלב השמחה I'm
was Alon Eder with Ata Lo Levad. The very act of exercising the imagination from the depths of the despair and the fear that now prevail possesses a force of its own. The imagination can not only see doom, it can also sustain freedom of the mind. In paralyzing times like these, the imagination is like an anchor that we cast from the depths of the despair into the future, which we then start to pull ourselves toward. The very ability to imagine a better situation means that we have not yet allowed the plague and the dismay it causes to nationalize our whole being. As such, it is possible to hope that perhaps when the plague ends and the air will be filled with feelings of healing and recuperation and health, a different spirit will pervade humanity, a spirit of easefulness and of new freshness. Perhaps people will begin to reveal, for example, engaging signs of innocence unspoiled by even an iota of cynicism. Perhaps softness will suddenly become, for a certain time, legal tender. Maybe we will understand that the murderous plague has given us an opportunity to slice from ourselves layers of fat, of swinish greed, of thick, undiscriminating thought, of abundance that became excess, and has already begun to suffocate us. And why in the world did we collect so many objects? Why did we heap up our lives until life itself was buried beneath mountains of objects that have no object? This next song is by Yehudit Ravitz, and it's called Bach Lo Nogea. Bach Lo Nogea, she is singing to her daughter as she's going to sleep. And in the chorus, she says, יש חיידק משוגע שפוגע. There's an indiscriminatory virus that is affecting us all. This is Bach Lo Nogea by Yehudit Ravitz on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
יש דובים גדולים ביער ופחד מורגש ריקודים מול האש יש ינשופים ונחש יש מפלצת בתוך הנהר רעבה וערה אבל החדר חמים ונעים ואת ישנה שקט ורוגע שום דבר לא מפחיד בח לא נוגע בח לא נוגע בח לא נוגע יש מלחמה באמצע אירופה הימים שחורים שיירה בורחת לי בעיר מפני הרעים יש חיידק משוגע שפוגע
may be that people will look at all manner of twisted handiwork of the society of abundance and excess and simply want to throw up. Perhaps they'll suddenly be struck by banal, naive awareness that it is absolutely terrible that there are people who are so rich and others are so poor. That it is absolutely terrible that such a rich and sated world doesn't give every baby that's born an equal opportunity. For surely, we are all one infectious human fabric. As we are now discovering, surely the good of every person is ultimately the good of us all. Surely the good of the planet on which we live is our good. It is our well-being and the clearness of our breathing and the future of our children. This next song is called Maka Afora, and it's one of the songs that I grew up with in the 90s here in Israel. This is Maka Afora by Monica Sex, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
אמרה לי תראה, החיים די קלים. נזכור לנו חדר בדרום תל אביב ונחיה כמו גדולים ונחיה מדקה לדקה. נמצא עבודה זמנית לא רצינית וגם נחתום בלשכה. אולי גם תמצא איזה נושא לכתיבה, לא משהו עמוק, משהו מתוק, סיפור אהבה עם המון מטאפורות, עם המון דימויים. הגיבור יהיה שיקור כמו שאתה בחיים, שאתה בחיים, שאתה בחיים. יש כאב יפה שעובר מהר שאני רוצה לא להיזכר, איך אני עמדתי שם, איך אני אמרתי לה ככה את יפה, זה מה שאת צריכה, זה מה שאני רוצה וככה זה יהיה. של השנה שעברה הוא יורד כמו מכה אפורה על העיר. אני זוכר שהיא אמרה, אני זוכר איך הכל יתפורר. אולי את זוכרת מה את אומרת, מה את אומרת עכשיו. אולי גם נמצא איזה נושא לכתיבה, לא משהו חשוב, משהו עצוב, סיפור אהבה בלי מטאפורות, בלי דימויים. הגיבור יהיה שיקור כמו שאני בחיים, שאני בחיים, שאני בחיים. יש כאב יפה שעובר מהר כשאני רוצה לא להיזכר, איך אני עמדתי שם, איך אני אמרתי לה ככה את יפה, זה מה שאת צריכה, זה מה שאני רוצה וככה זה יהיה. ככה את יפה, זה מה שאת צריכה, זה מה שאני רוצה וככה זה יהיה.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, for generously underwriting this episode of The Best in Israeli Rock. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. This week, we're alone together with Alone with Shimon, and we're checking out the best Israeli alone songs that make you feel that you're not alone. We're also reading bits from Haaretz writer David Grossman. His article is titled, "The Plague is a Formative Event. When it fades, new possibilities will emerge." And perhaps the media, too, whose presence is almost total in writing the story of our life in our era, will ask themselves honestly what their part was in the feeling of general disgust in which we were mired before the plague. Why we were left with the feeling that people with unabashed vested interests were manipulating and relentlessly brainwashing us and looting our money, and that our media were telling us our complicated and tragic story in a cynical and coarse manner. I'm not talking about the serious, investigative, courageous press, but about the mass media that have long since morphed from media aimed at the masses to media that turn humans into mass. And not infrequently, also into a rabble. This next song is by Danny Sandelson, and it's called Ata Levad, You Are Alone. But his next line in that is, you are not alone, Ata Lo Levad. This is Danny Sandelson with Ata Levad, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
המכונית נוסעת לאן שהוא מהר בראי האתמול גובע על הלילה זה היית מבטר ואתה לבד מתגלגל בדרכך אתה לא השוטט השארת בפונדק נרחים משם במלחמה היא דיברה, אתה דיברת מה זה משנה כבר לא חשוב על מה ואתה לבד מתגלגל בדרכך אתה לא שחור בסיבוב אתה תסתכל קדימה לפעמים נותנים לבן אדם לבחור ואתה לבד מתגלגל בדרכך אתה לא לבד רק נרים לבד Levadi kha
Will anything of what has been described here come to pass? Who knows? And even if it does come to pass, I fear that it will fade away quickly, and things will go back to what they were before we were plagued, before the flood. What we will undergo until then is very difficult to guess, but we will do well to go on asking the questions as a type of medicine until a vaccine is found for the plague. Our last song for today is by Guy Mezig, and it's called Levad Bamidbar, Alone in the Desert. This is Guy Mezig with Levad Bamidbar, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. That was Guy Mezig with Levad Bamidbar. And this is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv. You're listening to the best in Israeli rock on Jewish Rock Radio. That's it for the best in Israeli rock for now. I had a lot of fun sharing the best Israeli alone songs that make you feel we're all together in this. And I'd also like to thank David Grossman and Haaretz newspaper for the amazing article that I read through this episode. You can stream the last episode of The Best in Israeli Rock and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, Alone with Shimon, the official home of Jewish Rock.